wind was blowing cold. A dozen or so sailboats stayed tied up in the dock in Port Lavaca, just up the Texas Gulf Coast from Corpus Christi. Jack Whitlow is the mayor and says there used to be a lot of commercial fishing boats docked here.
Over the years, the fishing started to die out and it started to become a poorer and poorer town.
But now the mayor says work is coming back. Maybe not for shrimpers, but for guys like Rudy Briseno.
I'm the inspector on this job.
We found him with a crew working on a pipeline.
Yeah, it's been good. We're working on the Eagle Ford up in Kennedy and all the compression stations.
He's talking about the Eagle Ford Shale, the area of South Texas where fracking is producing extraordinary amounts of oil and natural gas. The pipeline he's inspecting will bring some of that gas to an enormous Taiwanese plastics plant across the bay from Port Lavaca. Natural gas is a basic material for making plastics and chemicals. The Formosa plant is by far the area's biggest employer, with 1,500 workers, meaning that it provides jobs for nearly 20% of the local working population.
I work in Formosa.
Like for this worker, who said times are good.
I'd say it's expanding.
You laugh because they're building a lot over there,
I guess,
right?
Yes, sir.
Formosa and a number of petrochemical companies along the Texas Gulf Coast are taking advantage of the cheap natural gas. They're planning massive expansions that'll mean hundreds of new jobs and more tax revenues for towns. Port Lavaca, with a population of about 12,000, will also get tariffs from oil that will be shipped out of the town's port. Bob Turner is the city manager.
We're talking in the neighborhood of $10,000 to $12,000 a month, which is huge for us.
All that extra revenue is helping the town make long-needed repairs to streets, sewers, and water pipes, says the mayor.
We're still not a rich city, but we are making it, and we're doing improvements every year.
But the newfound wealth has not made this community immune from the state's budget cuts. We learned that talking with Susan De La Garza, a mom with school-age kids. We ran into her down the street from an elementary school building, which was just a few blocks from the Formosa plant.
They had this thing, it was called Partners in Education, where people from the plant would come over and work with the kids, but that school closed down 2 years ago.
Closed down because the Calhoun County School Board said it had no choice due to budget cuts ordered by the state legislature. Because despite this rural school district having the benefit of big industry, it can't keep all the property tax money. It has to send some to the state. It's part of the bigger statewide issue of school funding, which is the subject of a lawsuit by school districts against the state. What's more, with the Texas oil and gas sector booming, lawmakers in their new session will consider whether funding should now be restored to school districts. But it gets more complicated. The state often grants big companies tax breaks to encourage expansion and job creation. The Calhoun County School District has struck deals with the Formosa plant to nonetheless be paid a portion of profits in lieu of property taxes, money the district has tried to keep the state from taking. The idea that big corporations need these tax breaks has also been challenged, though in Port Lavaca, Mayor Whitlow was a fan of the breaks.
What the plant spends in the area and the economic other benefits that they bring in more than offset any loss in taxes.
Yet, with the uncertainty over just how much money will stay in Calhoun County, Susan De La Garza, the mom we met near the Formosa plant, said her expectations are tempered.
No, we're still a little rinky-dink town.
For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.